It's the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Each week, we take a look at high school wrestling in Lorain County. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. They put your family first. We'll get the latest in high school wrestling coming up on AM 930, 100.3 FM, the WEOL mobile app, and WEOL.com.
Welcome all of you into another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We hope you had a wonderful and very merry Christmas. We are right smack dab in the middle of this holiday season, and we hope that you are all enjoying it. My name is Andy Bulbarch, and I'm joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, great to be joined by you once again, and even though the holiday season is upon us, well, that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of wrestling that went down this past weekend. There was a big old duel going on and Defiance, and there were a lot of other big tournaments going on, one outside the area as well, at the Beast of the East. So Lorain County grapplers were very well represented this past weekend.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, and it's nice because sometimes with Christmas and New Year's holidays kind of fluctuating, you know, they're always December 25th and you know, December 31st and January 1st. Sometimes they fall on the weekends, and people have to kind of move things around. They fell in a great part this year because they're in the midweek section, so people could still hold their events on the weekends and kind of keep that flow going so that kids don't have to mess with their weight cuts and things like that. So, yeah, great. Most of the guys got to spend, as we said on the video show, it was nice because they got to spend, be home with the families for the holidays. Unfortunately, they're home during the holidays with all that food in front of them, so hands are being smacked away from the goodies and all that stuff because, they had to keep their weight down and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's a great holiday, and, I hope everybody had a happy holidays out there and Merry Christmas. And it's kind of funny when you started the show because it threw me back to an early Christmas when I got an old record player, and one of the first 45s I bought was Van Halen Jump, and listen to that the heck out of that in my bedroom when I was younger. So you threw me back there for a good holiday memory.
Hey, gotta love some Van Halen, man. Love any kind of Van Halen.
You right on.
Van Halen guy or Van Hagar? Doesn't
no,
matter.
No. Van Halen. Yeah, no. I'm 100% Van Halen. I was not, Van Hagar, there's the big hits. I can listen to them, but I kind of followed Van Halen mostly, yeah.
Okay. See, I'm one of the few, man. I can do either one. I know a lot of people are one camp or the other.
But yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mind the Red Rocker. He was all right, but that's not exactly a taste that everybody absorbs.
Right on.
Well, a lot to get into today. We mentioned we'll recap the weekends right before the Christmas holiday, and we'll also take a look at what's coming up this weekend. Boy, there's a good chunk of action in this weekend right between Christmas and New Year's, too, so there's plenty to preview over the next few days. There are actually tournaments and duels that will actually extend straight through this holiday weekend, and coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to catch up with Clearview head coach Jason Stedman as well, and you were telling me his story earlier. He's back with Clearview after a brief hiatus.
Right. He was a longtime assistant for the Clippers, then took over the job, I believe it was back in 2008, 2009, something like that, and ran it for about 6 years. Then he stepped down, had the young kids and the family, and, he's been away from it for 4 or 5 years, and then they kind of offered the job again. He took it back up, so he's on his first-year coach for the second time at Clearview, so probably having a great time out there. They were off for the holidays, but they were at that Oberholzer Invitational at Black River, had a good showing there. I believe they finished third as a team there, had a lot of placers. They're going to be in action this week, again in county at Vermilion for the Vermilion Holiday Super Duels, which is a great tournament to get guys a lot of action on the mat. So, plenty to talk about with Jason, and it's going to be a good kind of season for them as far as just kind of getting things going. They don't really have they don't really have like that superstar wrestler that has been to state multiple times like some of these programs do, so they got a lot of guys trying to step into that leadership role and kind of help pull everybody along.
Well, it should be an interesting conversation with Coach Stedman, and that will come your way here in just a moment. That'll bring us to the very end of our first segment, but as we mentioned, coming up next, we'll catch up with Jason Stedman, the head coach at Clearview. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Welcome back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Andy Bulbarch, and Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram with you, talking some high school wrestling as we always do, right smack dab in the middle of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. And boy, it was a pretty interesting week this past weekend with a lot of teams in action, and we are going to head to the hotline to welcome in today's guest. We have Clearview head coach Jason Stedman joining us on the hotline. Coach, happy holidays to you and yours. Hopefully you are enjoying the holiday season. And, well, I know you guys were not in action this past weekend, but it's still been a pretty busy season for you guys so far. Who or what has stood out so far to you about Clearview to this point in the season?
Well, I'll tell you what, the team as a whole has kind of stood out. There's a group of juniors and seniors that are really – these guys are really dedicated. So as far as – I've been seeing a lot of them. We've been practicing a ton because these guys are just eager to get in and get better. And you could kind of see that. I mean, we were at the Dave Oberhauser tournament at Black River a couple weeks ago. You can see them right on the cusp, right on the cusp. Now, we couldn't finish the finals, which kind of cost us the second place or first place trophy. But, hey, that's a learning experience, and we got to take that in stride.
I was going to say, Coach, finishing third at the Oberholzer out of, you know, eight teams, that's got to be a good morale boost for the guys, good confidence boost, because I kind of was saying to Boulder in the first segment, you guys don't have that, like signature guy who's been in the state multiple times like some of the programs do, who's that pure leader. And this is the kind of thing that kind of gets some of those guys who are looking to step up, give them that opportunity to kind of take those leadership roles and pull everybody with them.
100%. And I'll tell you what, I'm okay if the leadership changes every week, because they feed off each other, and it's kind of cool to see. And like back to that tournament, I mean, we didn't wrestle very well in the finals, which cost them the tournament. But they saw what I saw early on. I knew it was a special group. They saw that they were able to. You know, we were right there. Well, yeah, we celebrated. You guys celebrated a little early. You got to wrestle the finals to get the hardware. But, you know, maybe hopefully you touch the hot stove once. Next time you're faced with it, you don't touch it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Coach, the last time Bull and I talked to you was at the preseason show out at Brew Kettle in Amherst, and it was obviously at that point we were kind of talking about you coming back, taking over the program again, because you had that little hiatus for about 4 or 5 years. Sure. Now that you've had, you know, you're into it and can talk about, you know, speak a little bit more about what it feels like to kind of be running the program again, what's it been like the first few weeks to be back, in the seat and kind of doing, is it just kind of like being on a bicycle?
Oh, 100%. I say to my assistants all the time, I mean, you come in and it kind of just runs itself. It's exactly like riding a bicycle. And a lot of times I have to tell myself, okay, just, you know, sit back and watch a little bit. Take in practice, observe it a little bit, instead of being so critical and trying to fix all the little things. And as I do that, there's days, and like today, later on today, we're going to have it's kind of like an open weight cutting practice. They're all expected to be there, but they all kind of work on their own thing. And when we have that moment, these guys, I don't have to say a word. They're drilling, they're number one, they're number two, they're number three, they're getting after it. It's kind of like, whoa. It's everything that I always dreamed of, you know, as a coach early on, you know, but early on, it seemed like there was a lot of work you had to put into it. Now I kind of come into the room, and these guys they're already trained. They're already kind of trained in a sense to get after it, and they know what to work on. They know where they need to get better. That's neat.
Coach, during the Matt Report show this week, I talked to Joel Melvin, who's a first-year coach over at North Ridgeville, and they're off this weekend. you guys were off last weekend, and he kind of talked to the point where that happens right with around the Christmas holiday, and there's that worry as a coach that, you know, you want these kids to have a good time with their families, but you don't want them to have a too good time. You say you don't want anybody showing up at practice after Christmas 10 pounds overweight. Is that something you even have to address with the kids and kind of, you know, stay on them about not having too much goodies at the Christmas table?
No, because from the beginning of the year, I told these guys, you know what? I go, weight cutting is kind of for the birds in a sense. We're a small group, so we do have to find our spots in the lineup. But I'm not going to let it destroy, you know, the bond that we have and everything there. So if they want to come back fat and wrestle up this week, we're a good thing. We're at a dual meet tournament where they can do that, and I can kind of play with the lineup a little bit. They're very, like, I saw them on Christmas Eve, and it's, hey, coach, I went home and I ate this and I ate that and I came back lighter than I left. Oh, well, something's working then. We're lucky that way, I guess.
Well, obviously,
no worries with the weight.
Well, obviously, you mentioned this weekend's Vermilion Holiday Super Duels, a great tournament. I was kind of talking to Bill about it, and they kind of changed that format a few years ago to a straight dual tournament. It's great because the good wrestlers get like 9-10 matches. The wrestlers who need the matches get 9-10 wrestlers. Everybody gets a lot of matches during this weekend. It's got to be kind of great for a coach, especially after coming after the holiday, to kind of get those guys on the mat and get them a lot of work.
100%. And this is a great tournament where kids can kind of find that rhythm. They get in that rhythm of, you know, their takedowns, and it's a lot of wrestling is, it's kind of rhythmic. You know what I mean? You get into that groove and you go, you find your style, you go with it. And that's kids, a lot of kids in these kind of situations can find themselves a little bit and, you know, also see what role they have on the team. And in a dual meet format, this is our first experience with duels this year. So it's kind of good leading into our PAC schedule come early January, not PAC, but our Lorain County 8 schedule come early January.
And obviously there'll be some schools in the field there, you know, Black River, Clearview, Columbia, all with you guys. You guys are Clearview, obviously. Black River,
maybe
Columbia.
Maybe Oberlin as well?
I'm not sure. Maybe. My schedules are kind of sketchy, you know. As But it's obviously nice that you guys get to see. Is there anybody, obviously those teams will be great because you can, you know, you can kind of get a preview on the conference duels. But of the other non-conference teams that will be in the field, anybody that you're kind of have an eye on and kind of excited about the duel, the heads-up matchup?
Clyde's always tough.
Yeah.
I thought I saw Tiff and Columbian. They always bring a great team. I believe that's Coach Gilbert's twin brother, correct?
Maybe, yeah.
That he picked mm-hmm. out, yeah. Who else is there? There's some of the teams out west that come in. It's kind of exciting to see them. Like, we don't get to see them too often, like especially like a team like Clyde. That's, you know, Clyde, I remember when I was young, when I was wrestling in high school, they were studs, and they kind of still are.
Coach, what would you say is the most difficult part about coaching this time of the season? I know you and Sean talked about that before, you know, guys trying not to overeat, things like that. What would you say is the most difficult part about coaching this time of the year?
Well, when you have kids' parents that, you know, that they believe and they don't know too much about the sport, they don't know kind of all the stuff that comes into it, and they're still learning in the process. Some of them, when you have a Christmas Eve practice, it's kind of like, well, so-and-so can't make it to practice because his mom believes that, you know, it's not allowed on Christmas Eve. And so therefore, you know, that's why I have to be very, like, cautious with the weight cuts and stuff like that. And the weight will come off in time. We're going to – so I can't tell a kid not to go home and eat because that will get me a lot of backlash, and I probably won't see that kid showing up too many times during the break. So basically it's the education of the parents, knowing the ins and outs and then the necessary training that goes into it and having them get their kids to practice every day. And then also understanding the importance of seeing them kind of on, you know, holidays like Christmas Eve and the day after.
Understood. Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Great, great stuff as always. And we wish you the best of luck this weekend at the Vermilion Holiday
Super
Duels.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Take care. You too, Coach. Again, that's Clearview head coach Jason Steadman joining us here in the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Some great stuff there from Coach Steadman, and should be an interesting tournament this weekend.
Yeah, and he's that last question you asked was pretty interesting because it does a high-level wrestler, it takes a lot of stuff. It takes the kids' devotion. It takes a good coach, and he's right. It does take the parents buying in too, because wrestling is not your typical high school sport. It takes a lot of extra things for a kid to become really successful in it, and the parents have to be all on. And most of these parents are on board with things like that, and you don't see a lot of problems. But if you do have a parent who just doesn't, understand the weight cutting procedures and the practices and the kid having to get up 2 hours before he's supposed to leave for school so he can go out and get a 3 mile run in. Some of these parents just don't get that, and it's nice to see the turn, I guess, when parents get on board and it just turns into a really good thing for that kid.
Absolutely. All right. Well, two segments down and one more to go. We'll take a quick break and come back to wrap things up on today's show right after this. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Wrapping things up on this holiday edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram as we are diving into what went down last week and also taking a look at this weekend coming up here full of action on the Lorain County mats and beyond. And boy, Sean, we didn't have much of a chance to dive into what went down last weekend, but boy, what a showing at the Beast of the East at the University of Delaware. Elyria with a very impressive showing.
Yeah, another top 10 finish for Elyria in a high-level tournament. They finished 7th out of 134 teams. They go all the way out to University of Delaware for that competition every year. Just an amazing performance again by them. Same four guys that placed that ended up on the podiums at the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit, again placed at this tournament. So you place in both those tournaments, you're off to a great season. So these four guys, the expectations are high going for them. And obviously, we'll start with Dylan Shaver, who finished 3rd at 126 pounds. I think Dylan became the school's first four-time placer at the event. Obviously, a great showing for him. Jake Evans, also 3rd at 182 pounds. Mick Burnett is 4th at 138 pounds. And Enrique Munguia finished 5th at 152 pounds. So just another great weekend for the Pioneers program.
Well, sure. But you finished 7th. Out of 134 teams, pretty impressive. And, well, you had detailed this earlier in the week, but that's the best they've done at that tournament, correct?
Yeah, I believe that's their top finish there. It's just amazing. It's kind of they're still kind of now chasing Brecksville. Brecksville kind of started preseason behind them in the national rankings, and Brecksville's finished higher than them in both the Beast and the Ironman, although Elyria was had some guys join them for Beast that wasn't Ironman, and they lost Nate Burnett, Mick's younger brother, was not able to wrestle at the Beast of the East. So they were without a couple guys, but, it's kind of interesting. I'd like to see those two teams healthy and see how it works out, maybe in a tournament field or even maybe heads up in a dual meet, which, possibly could happen at the state duels.
Well, then over at the Hudson Holiday Invitational, a couple of Lorain County teams showed very well. Amherst and North Ridgeville, as a matter of fact, they finished right next to each other.
Yeah, mid-pack there. It's a big field. The Hudson Holiday Invitational has 24 teams. Amherst finished 10th, North Ridgeville 11th, each one with one finalist. Amherst's Rich Tennant was the runner-up at 152 pounds, and North Ridgeville's Zach Orsino was runner-up at 113 pounds. So it's at that type of tournament, you're just kind of looking to get guys on the podium if possible. Each one probably wished they would have done a little better. Amherst with three placers, North Ridgeville with two. So they were, that's probably why they had that mid-pack finish, but that's what you if you have a disappointing finish, I guess, by their standards, that's not a bad thing, because now all those guys have things to look at going into this week, because they're off this week before they get back on the mats again, and they can work on that during the practice room.
Well, transitioning into this Frickers Duels at Defiance College, boy, it was interesting. You were explaining the whole layout of this last week towards the end of the show. Avon, not a bad showing. They went 5-5, not too bad.
Oh, 5-5, I'm sure they would expect better. And the thing is, Avon has got a great dual meet lineup. They're built for dual meet. So the fact that they went 5-5 at the Frickers Duels really shows how tough that tournament is. I mean, they have Tiff and Columbia in there. They were just kind of, Coach Demo has mentioned how they might be at the Vermilion Duel this week. Defiance, Romeo from Michigan, which I believe is a nationally ranked program. Oregon Clay, a high-level Division I program. Just some Uniontown Lake is a really good program. Edison, one of the top D3 programs in the state. So they had really tough competition out there. So going 5-5 is not a bad thing at this tournament, and it's only going to help Avon because one of their big goals is to win that Southwestern Conference championship again, which they won last year. And they have to, you know, do it on the strength of dual meets. They have to beat those teams heads up. And then obviously the individual impressive records during that time. And again, they had 10 dual meets. So most of the guys got 10 matches. Jordan Greer went 10-0 with 6 pins, technical fall, and a major decision, coming off a week where he had become the program's first placer at the Walsh Ironman. So obviously a great showing for Jordan Greer. He's off to an unbelievably great senior season. Cade Robertson went 8-0 with 2 pins, 3 technical falls, and a major decision. Cale Saxton, 8-1 with a pin, technical fall, and major decision. Mason Bingham, another state-ranked guy, heavyweight, 7-2 with 4 pins and 2 major decisions. And Ty Doherty went 6-4 with 4 pins and a major decision. So all those guys walked out of there with winning records this weekend.
Tougher weekends for Firelands and Lorraine. Just taking a look at what they did at the Canfield Holiday Duels for Firelands and Lorraine at the Findlay Invitational. Skipping the team records and the placements, oh, who are some of the individual standouts for Firelands and Lorraine?
Well, obviously, for Firelands, Corey Newark had a nice record. They only had 5 duels in that. I think it was a one-day duel tournament, and he went 4-1 at 132 pounds, so that's really good. And then that freshman that we kind of mentioned before, Ruben Pina Lorenzana, he went 3-2 at 106, and Connor Rogers went 3-2 at 170. So those three guys all had winning records in their 5 duels, even though Firelands did not do as well as they had hoped. They said I talked to Coach Wobblem, and he said that they have some bad injuries right now. And I mean, not bad injuries, but a lot of injuries kind of. So their lineup is kind of depleted right now. Lorraine, obviously, again, same thing. They were at the Findlay Invitational. Had 2 placers, though. Santino Humphrey was 5th at 113. Jordan Cancel 6th at 120. And that's a 16-team field. So finishing top 6 in that, that's a pretty good deal.
And taking a look at the last 2 results for the Lorraine County teams last weekend, some very impressive showings. Keystone, 2nd out of a field of 9 teams, and then Wellington, 5th in a field of 28.
Yeah, and we kind of last weekend's show, on the recap show, we kind of talked about, wow, look at all these kids winning championships. This week, almost nobody won championships, but we had a champion in each one of these events. Ryan Healy of Keystone won the 145-pound championship at the Rebel Invitational. Jeremiah McKee won the 132-pound championship at the D3 Classic at Waterloo. And, both very impressive. Keystone gets some team hardware. You know, they get that runner-up trophy at the Rebel Invitational at Willoughby South. They had 8 placers in the top 4, wrestlers that finished in the top 4. So great, you know, all those guys get on the podium and stuff like that. But Wellington with a 28-team field finishing 5th, that's great for them. It's called the D3 Classic because pretty much the whole field is Division III Ohio teams. So you're getting to see a lot of wrestlers and teams that you could potentially see down the road at either a district tournament or a state tournament. And they finish with 4 placers, which shows you how dispersed that field was. If you can have 4 placers and still finish top 5 in a 28-team field. So really good showing for those guys as well. Obviously, Caden Conrad and Gabe Gayhart only lost 1 match because they both finished 3rd in their respective weight classes. So, good showings all around. A lot of finalists for Keystone, too. Diego Morales, Nick Hickman, Jose Morales, and Luke Moore all finished as runner-ups as well. So they had a lot of finalists for Keystone. So, yeah, you're right. Those are two good team showings for those teams.
Absolutely. Well, we've got about a minute left on today's show. Sean, we'll take a look at what's coming up this week. We talked about the Super Duels, the Vermilion Holiday Super Duels coming up this weekend on Friday and Saturday. Who else is in action this weekend?
Well, Avon Lake, Firelands, and Midview all take part in the Medina Invitational Tournament, or just known as the MIT, in Medina High School on Friday and Saturday. Wellington's at the Cub Classic at Lucas High on Friday and Saturday. And then Avon and Leary are at Brecksville Holiday Tournament on Sunday and Monday. And most people know that's probably one of the toughest holiday tournaments in the country, one of the oldest running. That MIT and that Brecksville Holiday, they're kind of like mini Walsh Ironmans. They're just a lot of tough teams there. The Brecksville, I know, has 3 Detroit, Michigan teams coming in. All three are nationally ranked, so they just have a lot of good talent in these two programs. So if you you want to catch a break and still go out and see some great wrestling, head out to Medina High School on Friday or Saturday, or Brecksville on Sunday and Monday, and you're going to get to see some really high-level matches.
Well, that'll give us a lot to talk about next week for sure. Sean, as always, a pleasure to work with you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we'll do this again next week.
Absolutely. Hope everybody had a happy holiday and are kind of gearing up for the new year. My daughter's turning 18 on New Year's Eve, so we're kind of excited. This is kind of a milestone New Year's Eve for us. So hopefully, everything will go well for everybody this week because it's a lot of fun that week in between Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Great, great stuff. Well, that's going to wrap things up for today. Big thanks to all of you for listening. Our thanks to Clearview head coach Jason Stedman for joining us as well. For Sean Bennett, this is Andy Bolbarch saying thanks again for tuning in to today's edition of the High School Wrestling Recap Show. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, and it's presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.